Let's go to the newsline now. We are joined by ABC News correspondent Elizabeth Schulze, who is joining us to talk about the discussions about infrastructure and President Biden's plan to improve infrastructure and the money it's going to take to do so. Elizabeth, this is going to be a big ticket item. Do you think it has a chance?
Hey, yeah, great to be with you. Well, it's a $2 trillion ticket item, so big is an understatement according to so many of the Republicans on the Hill who are kind of coming out in opposition to this. There is general agreement, and there was a bipartisan meeting at the White House yesterday between members of Congress and the president, that there needs to be money to invest to repair roads, bridges, rails, airports. That seems to be an understanding. What really is the question is how much. And Republicans are pushing for hundreds of billions of dollars exclusively focused on what you would think of as traditional infrastructure, while Democrats and the White House plan really focuses on going beyond that. And it also wants to invest hundreds of billions more into renewable energy, into high-speed internet, into workforce training, things that the White House is saying is really the infrastructure of the future. So in order to pay for that is obviously the big question. The White House is proposing increasing the corporate tax rate. That is meeting some pretty heavy resistance from Republicans. And now the president is saying, okay, give me your counteroffer for how to pay for this and what you want by the middle of May is the deadline he is now putting forward.
Yeah, and how much wiggle room does President Biden really have as far as wanting to get a lot of these done? Obviously, knowing the makeup of his, you know, not only cabinet having some, you know, mixed membership as far as the traditional Democrats versus the progressives, but as well as the Democratic Party as a whole and really trying to get some of these larger, broader, more progressive things kind of move through now that President Biden is in office.
Yeah, this is really the line that President Biden is trying to walk here. You have, on the one hand, progressive Democrats who are saying, let's move quickly on this. Let's go forward with this big plan. Let's pass this using whatever means we can, essentially using the process that wouldn't require any Republican votes, and let's just go full speed ahead. And then you have the more moderate Democrats, similar people like Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who have said they oppose taking that kind of a strategy. They would prefer this to be a more bipartisan tactic. So until he can get sort of a consensus within his own party, this can't pass. You know, and if they even want to use the strategy that is called reconciliation, but essentially it means they wouldn't have to get any Republicans on board. They could just use the simple majority, which is they have Democrats by very, very slim numbers in the Senate. They would have to get all members on board, and that doesn't appear to be the case quite yet. So there is a little bit of negotiating left to do just among Democrats to get this done, forget Republicans for now.
those reservations notwithstanding, I seem to remember, to recall that, I mean, there was a lot of talk about infrastructure spending in the Trump administration for which Republicans were fully in support, it sounded like, but that never really materialized.
That's exactly right. And this has been something that several administrations have put forward and said as a priority, and it just hasn't happened. And the communication we get from both sides is we understand that this is important. You look at our roads, our bridges, you know, you can see the need that we need to reinvest significant amounts of money into this. Really where the line is being drawn is how much. And I, you know, this, some of this comes down to posturing in politics and this notion of Republicans, you know, wanting to oppose this because they don't want to budge on taxes. And that's sort of where things have come down, not just in this administration. That's been a debate we've seen for so many years here in Washington, but ultimately results in action. And there does seem to be a push here from Democrats who have the slim majority to say now is the time we really do want to get this done, whether we have you on board or not.
Yeah, and you know that feeling obviously amplified by the recent package of the multi-trillion dollar rescue plan, not just, you know, a couple months ago.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we are talking about just massive amounts of money here. So this $2 trillion infrastructure plan is, of course, in addition to the stimulus package that passed, that was $1.9 trillion. And also, we expect that the White House is going to unveil sort of a part two of this infrastructure plan that could total around another $1 trillion. And that's supposed to focus more heavily on childcare, healthcare, education. And they are kind of billing that as well with this infrastructure push. you can imagine that if even if there whatever bipartisan consensus there is around traditional infrastructure, there will be even more kind of backlash to another trillion for priorities that have typically been more along the Democratic platform.
Right. I mean, well, Democratic Congress members who know that they have to run for re-election not too far from now are probably worried about what backlash they could face back at home in some contested districts. I want to thank you, Elizabeth Schulze, for that report on infrastructure and the plans of the cabinet members to hold those talks. And meantime, I know just last week I was talking to CDOT here in Colorado, and they were talking about they're ready with shovel-ready programs and plans as to what they could do if that goes forward and funding comes through. But, of course, that's all in the future. Elizabeth, thanks.
Thanks so much.